Welcome to Signal Noise Weekly. I'm your editor, and this week, one word changed everything. Stick around. Okay, let's go. Chagos Islands, ICE accountability, Artemis splashdown, and the Iran ceasefire that nobody can agree is actually a ceasefire. Big week. Let's start with the word problem.
The word problem, yes. So, BBC says the UK shelves the Chagos deal. Reuters says pauses. Al Jazeera says holds off.
Three outlets, three verbs, one event. That's not synonyms. That's three different stories.
Right, because shelved means dead. Paused means alive. Holds off means what exactly?
Holds off is the most neutral. It doesn't commit to a timeline or an outcome.
Okay, but here's the thing. BBC also reported that UK officials said they've run out of time. That's not neutral. That's close to buried.
Right, and run out of time is doing real work in that sentence. Strategist, why does BBC go harder?
Domestic audience. BBC readers want to know if the deal is dead. Shelved answers that question fast.
Even if the officials explicitly said they're not entirely abandoning it?
Especially then. That qualifier is buried in paragraph 4.
Paragraph 4, where news goes to die.
Paragraph 4 is a graveyard.
So what's actually happening here with the U.S. opposition angle? Because that's the real story. Washington killed a U.K. Mauritius deal.
And almost nobody framed it that way. The U.S. opposition is mentioned, but it's not the headline. Diego Garcia is a joint base. The U.S. effectively vetoed a U.K. sovereignty decision.
That's a massive story if you frame it that way.
And it's a blind spot. Right-leaning outlets barely touched it. Strategist, why?
Because the frame that serves the right is U.K. protects strategic base. The frame that doesn't serve them is U.S. overrides U.K. sovereignty. They picked one.
I mean, both things are true simultaneously?
That's the whole game, isn't it?
That's the whole game. Okay, let's pivot to Minneapolis. ICE shooting, video evidence, case collapses. Forecaster, what do coverage look like?
Guardian led with the pattern argument. Latest to fall apart, their words. Not an isolated incident, a series.
That framing is doing a lot of legal work. Latest implies precedent.
Right. And right-leaning outlets? Mostly quiet.
Mostly quiet is its own editorial choice.
Silence is a frame. If your audience doesn't see the video contradiction, the agency's original account stands.
The case collapsed. That's not a framing question. That's a factual outcome.
And yet, blind spot. Right-leaning media, largely absent.
Because the story that serves that audience is ICE enforces the law. A video that contradicts the agency disrupts that frame entirely.
So they just don't run it?
Some did briefly, but without the accountability framing, without the pattern language.
Same week, same video, two different Americas. Okay, big picture on the Ukraine-Russia situation, because there's a lot happening. Forecaster, give me the fast version.
Spring offensive launched, Russia remaking occupied territories administratively. Zelensky offered an Easter energy strike pause. Russian drone hit a bus, killed 4. Same day.
Same day?
Same day. AP ran both in one headline. Peace offer and body count. One sentence.
That juxtaposition is editorial without editorializing. That's hard to do.
Strategist. The Independent went further, though. They put Trump in the causal chain.
Trump has given Russia a window of opportunity. That's a direct causal claim, not just context.
Is the data there to support that claim, though? Because timing and causation are different things.
The analyst cited it. It's not baseless. But it is a stronger frame than Reuters ran.
Reuters went with the territorial transformation angle, how the Kremlin is culturally remaking occupied areas. That's a slower, more structural story.
Two different theories of the war. One is about Trump, one is about Russia's long game.
And both are probably true, which is the frustrating answer.
The frustrating answer. Okay, blind spot time. This one's actually the week's biggest miss, Karg Island.
Oh, I have thoughts.
You always have thoughts. Go.
Karg Island is where 90% of Iran's oil exports move through. 90. If that terminal gets hit, energy markets go haywire globally.
CBC framed it as a strategic trilemma, pressure point for the US, Iran, and global markets simultaneously.
And right-leaning outlets, which you'd think would love the Iran as target angle, mostly skipped the economic consequences side.
Wait, really? They ran the military angle, but not the market angle?
The market angle complicates the hawkish frame. If striking Karg sends oil to 150, that's an economic story nobody wants to own.
Al Jazeera went completely different. Argued for a multilateral legal framework on the Strait of Hormuz, which is an interesting third option nobody else was discussing.
So you've got military target frame, economic consequence frame, and legal framework frame. And most outlets picked exactly one.
Exactly one. That's the blind spot. The complexity is the story, and nobody ran the complexity.
Right. Okay, let's get to what the money thinks. Forecaster, take it away.
So, prediction markets this week. No significant divergences from headlines, which is actually notable. The Iran ceasefire narrative is everywhere. 39 sources on the U.S.-Iran two-week ceasefire. 39.
That's wall to wall.
And the market is broadly accepting it? No massive skepticism signal, which either means the ceasefire is real or the market is reading the same headlines we all are.
That's a concerning possibility.
Right? Markets should be smarter than headlines. This week, they might not be.
Forecaster, the Ballon d'Or swings. Explain those to me because they look insane.
Julian Alvarez, 45% swing this week. Soboslai, 43.5. These are soccer awards in October. It's April, and the market just moved like something happened.
What happened?
That's the fun part. Champions League quarterfinals. Alvarez had a monster performance. Soboslai, too. The market is basically a real-time form tracker now.
45% on a soccer award in April?
The money moves fast on sports. Faster than on geopolitics sometimes, honestly.
Because the feedback loop is cleaner. One match, one result, immediate update.
Versus Iran's ceasefire, where nobody knows if it's real until it isn't.
Until it isn't. Okay, rapid fire. Three stories, fast. Ford recall, go.
422,000 vehicles, wiper arms, F-Series, Expedition, Navigator. Both outlets ran it straight. No depth, no analysis.
Fox Business kept it generic in the headline. Quartz named the specific defect and models.
One adds information, one doesn't. Next. Amazon USPS deal.
Reuters had the exclusive 80% of package volume retained. Clean number, clean lead.
WSJ went softer. They still need each other. That's a relationship frame, not a data frame.
They still need each other. WSJ writing Amazon USPS fan fiction. Last one, Artemis.
Crew coming home from the moon. Farthest humans have ever traveled. 24,000 miles per hour re-entry.
Space.com went full technical. BBC and Popular Science went human, quoted the crew directly.
So many more pictures, so many more stories. That's a better quote than re-entry velocity, honestly.
Depends on your audience. Engineers want the velocity.
Everyone else wants the pictures.
Fair. Okay, what to watch next week? Strategist, you first.
Iran ceasefire durability. The Strait of Hormuz condition is the tripwire. Watch whether outlets cover violations or silence them.
Good one. Forecaster?
Karg Island market signals. If oil futures start moving weird, that's your leading indicator before any outlet reports anything.
Watch the futures before the headlines. Smart. I'm watching the Chagos deal. Specifically, whether paused quietly becomes dead and which outlet calls it first.
BBC already has shelved. They might just let that stand.
Or they walk it back quietly and nobody notices.
nobody notices. That's the real blind spot.
That's always the real blind spot.
All right, that's Signal Noise Weekly. If you want the full sourcing, the blind spot breakdowns, and the framing analysis, it's all at s2n.news. We'll see you next week.